Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There is Brady Bogan. Brett Vesley's in the chair. Big Dick Toledo hanging out here somewhere as we start our day with a little Motley Crue and prior to the show starting. And we'll get into the fact that it's Cinco de Mayo. And
well, I was coming off a big night of May the 4th be with you.
Did you have a big one?
Ronnie made a Mandalorian stew, and we had that blue milk.
What?
You know that blue stuff that they drank in Star Wars?
You didn't have that. You had milk with blue dye
in it.
No,
it was the stuff from Star Wars.
Whether or not that's the case, you were drinking milk with dinner like a seven-year-old. Ugh.
They called it blue milk. There's no milk in it.
What was it?
It's like pineapple juice. And
blue dye?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound
very good. Sounds horrible. But the Mandalorian stew was good.
Was it just beef dinty more?
Chicken. It was a chicken stew.
Oh, okay. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't Womp Rat stew?
No Womp Rat stew.
What caused this?
May the 4th be with you.
I know, but like, who got hit in the head and became a retard and decided that this would be a fun night for
Ronnie.
You? Okay. Okay. And you came home to this? You didn't know it was happening?
No, didn't have to dress
though?
Up. No.
Did you wear something that said Tatooine?
But we did watch the new animated.
Little Star Wars
and
night.
I looked over at Ronnie.
Who's the fan?
20 minutes into it, she was out.
Yeah, she's not a huge Star Wars fan, is she?
She likes it.
Yeah. Okay.
Not as much as DC and
But she's
Marvel.
Trying to embrace Star Wars a little more.
I think the day. Just let's have fun.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it's nice.
You teenage kids are going to have a blast. Did you go to prom last weekend?
I can't wait for tonight.
The fifth strikes back, so you got to do that. Cinco de Mayo and the fifth strikes back. Yeesh.
Oh, man.
What a nutball.
I don't know if I would have went home.
I wouldn't have either. I got some delusional issues going on over the Bogan.
Kirby even liked the Mandalorian stew.
Well, it's just chicken stew,
it's
Brady.
It's got curry in it. You wouldn't like it.
I don't mind curry. I don't want to go to an Indian restaurant because I want my bowels to survive the night. But okay, well, it's chicken stew. You guys act like you actually flew off to Tatooine or and whatever the stupid one that Princess Leia's from. All right, that's weird. Well, good. Are you wearing anything today?
No.
Did you get a tattoo?
No.
No, you should have commemorated that beautiful evening.
May the 4th be with you.
Anyway, well, good. You had a nice night, and you didn't know that was coming.
Nope.
Was she dressed up?
No.
Did she? Was there any space stuff going on afterwards?
Huh? Well, other than watching, I was a moisture farmer.
Whoa. All right. Yeah. Brady, congrats. You went after the wet spots. What does this mean? What do you mean you were a moisture farmer? I like what I'm hearing, though. What's that?
Spent some time in the Sarlacc pit.
All right. These are euphemisms for sex with Brady. All right, Brady. And congratulations, Ronnie. Your job is done till August. The May 4th. Oh, man, it got her fired up.
Yeah, I've got an appointment set from 6 months from yesterday.
That's pretty good. It's like dental cleanings now.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, good for you. I didn't realize you were going to answer it that way. It's the moisture firmer thing make us all a little sick, but good for you. Congratulations. Belly full of chicken Mandalorian stew and a Brady's erection. Everybody, go ahead and start your day with those thoughts in your head. Little gas, little erection, some moisture farming. All right. I forgot what I was going to talk. We were going to talk about Motley Crue. I was just going to bring up the
Speaking
point.
Speaking of moisture farming.
Well, now you've actually topped it. I'd rather be with Motley Crue sexually than what you just described. But we were bringing up the fact that while that song played, that like 80s transvestites got the hottest girls available at the time. I mean,
oh yeah,
Donna DeJerico ended up with Mick Mars.
But then they'd see how long they could go without showering.
Yeah, but that's the point. They were transvestites who were filthy. And Tommy Lee, of course, obviously had Pamela Anderson, who was the pinnacle of femininity at the time.
And Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear, who was at the pinnacle of femininity at her time. Then when she fell off and there was a new queen, he got that one. Nikki Sixx had sex with everybody. And he had good ones, too. I don't know what Vince Neil. Oh, Vince Neil got Donna DeArco, didn't he? Or was it Mick Mars?
Yeah,
one of them.
It was Vince Neil.
Yeah, somebody. And Mick Mars had, like, maybe Estelle Getty or something. He was older. He was the older guy. But they, you think about, like, the 80s and how beautiful women fell for that. Transvestites of rock. Because that's essentially what they were. They were very, you know, there was an androgyny there that was Boy George's. And I've always, I remember arguing with a kid in high school. Like, just like, what's the difference between boy, because I said I like pop and I like rock, I liked it all. And I'm like, hey, that boy George can sing. There's no question. Oh, he's gay. He's a homo. Look at him. I'm like, dude, you are wearing a Poison shirt right now. What is the difference between what we're talking about? You like Poison. Yeah, but they're badass. They're dressed like women. And the only argument you have is not liking another guy. Well, his music's gay. Every rose has a thorn. I mean, they're crying about missing women. It's the same thing.
He's got his bandana headband on.
That first album cover, though.
At you.
They look like chicks.
They're gorgeous. Bret Michaels is kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Ricky Rocket's got
he's got the DSLs.
The eyeliner.
DSLs.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how to say it properly.
You're new. DSLs are on there. Yeah. But Boy George was gay. You forget how trans friendly we were in the 80s, for God's sakes.
And that's how I'm picturing him yelling at you, the bottom row where he's got the bandana headband on with the frizzy hair.
He didn't go.
Boy George is so good.
The guy I remember yelling with him, his name was Brett. Sorry, Brett. It was another one of yours. But he was very angry at anyone who was liked pop music. Music was his world. But he would scream at you about, like, well, you can't like that. That's such gay crap. And I'm like, look at what you are wearing. Like Bang Tango, Danger, Danger. Like he went into what he thought was the deep metal stuff. And it was just dudes dressed like chicks being super sexy chicks. Whoop, Cinco de Mayo just snuck in on us. I don't know how that happened, but there it is. It'll occasionally drive by. Aye, aye. But yeah, so Cinderella, there's another one. The whole point of it was to be androgynous and girly.
Cinderella was some ugly chick, so.
Didn't realize how this generation of people, like my generation, who's like kind of gone back and forth struggling with the whole, trans this. It seems like they're like every time I turn the TV on, some of the maddest people about like the third bathroom and this world of trans this and trans that are kind of the ones that are, they're the ones that's all we did. We loved that stuff. Like all through the 80s, that's all we liked. Our whole entire culture was based on dudes dressed like chicks and singing rock songs. Crazy.
Even Axl Rose in the first video had his hair all teased up.
Yeah, and, they were LA glam.
Yep.
And that was like the way, and as a guy in that age, like I was like, maybe I should start doing this stuff. I didn't because that wouldn't have looked literally lipstick on a pig, a very emaciated, sick pig. But I tried to get my hair to be bigger and it didn't work. So I just kind of let it lay, whatever. It's gone now. It's better this way.
It still had, the older rockers. Little rough, little ruffled on the feathers the whole 80s.
Well, you're talking about the Zeppelins and the Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Those guys were pushing 40.
What's happening?
The group of people that liked it were teenagers to early 20s. You go to those shows, the most beautiful. I still to this day will tell you, Scottsdale's never had anything on the 80s rock shows. Those shows at Compton Terrace and the ones at, you go to Bon Jovi. When I went to Bon Jovi and Skid Row, it was a model convention.
Just nothing but tail.
I've never seen anything like it. Of course, no chance for me. But it was just like, what is going on? Dudes that looked like chicks had the best looking girls. It was weird. It was a weird time. People couldn't make proper decisions back then. I mean, for God's sakes, Dave Pratt was on the radio and people listened. if you could blame yourself for one of the worst things you've ever put yourselves through. Yeah, you created that beast of talentless knob running around for all the 80s thinking that he was responsible for some of it. Yuck. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, yeah, just thinking of that when Motley Crue goes, hey, guys, in the song. Like, they're whistling for chicks. That's all they had to do. You watch that documentary. If they stopped, gorgeous women got on their bikes or got in their cars.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. So we need to bring that back.
System. Hand the backstage. This is the qualifies.
Yeah.
Anima.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, the one great, that story about them not taking a bath to see how many girls they could have sex with before one of them finally said, I can't be in here with you. You're just weeks. Like, it was amazing. It was like we thought it would last a couple days. Like, 9 days later and 50 girls, Tommy Lee still hasn't taken a bath and nobody's complaining. That's repulsive. And that's in the height of AIDS.
Oh.
They would have done anything to sleep with those androgynous trannies. It's fantastic. We need to bring back the fun. Like, rock needs its fun back.
Well, there's no chicks that go to rock shows.
Well, that's why.
Barely. I'm not going to say all.
No.
There are some.
No. There are some.
There's some.
Not like before.
No.
And it's nobody's fault but ours, as far as guys. Because, again, I've said it before. That was a party. You were invited to a party where everybody's trying to get laid or drunk, and it was fun. And then it turned into, do you hate your dad? Wouldn't you rather fight the guy next to you than get laid tonight? It's like, oh, okay. And all these emotional, weird guys started to roll into rock and cry about, like, how sad things were and then just scream at you. And women were like, this isn't fun. It's a little bit grunge's fault, too.
Yeah.
And they went to country.
Yeah, grunge. Yeah, and then they went to country. Grunge rolled in and told everybody to be sad, and the party ended.
Yeah.
I love Alice in Chains, but that was not a place to go get laid at all. It was a place to meet a girl who might need medication daily just to survive. Down in a Hole is not the song you slow dance to and go, man, I'm so turned on right now. It's like, oh, my God, I think both our parents are going to die soon.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. Everything feels so maudlin and dark. I liked it better when the guys dressed up like chicks and started to dance and sing. Make it a little more Broadway. I think we need a little more Broadway in our rock. And then yesterday, Brady, I don't know if you saw this. You might want to pull this up on azfamily.com. Okay. A man named John Daly was arrested yesterday. He is the East Valley rapist from 20 years ago. I don't know if you guys remember this. In the late 90s, early 2000s, there was the East Valley rapist. And the guy never got caught. And it was a thing. It was kind of spooky. He was bouncing around. I remember this because I was doing radio at that Zone station at the time. And I remember the East Valley rapist. Was like, oh, we got another story. Look at him. It's John Daly III is his name.
Wow.
And he looks just like if Brady dressed as John Daly, the golfer. If you wore a James, if James Hetfield and John Daly had a Brady baby.
Man.
Is that
you're
the,
right.
Yeah. Is that the creepiest thing? But it's John Daly III.
Oh.
And he's a big, fat, white-haired, blonde guy. It's John Daly. But it also has Brady's face and James Hetfield's beard. It's like Where the Wild Things Are. It's three different things smashed together. You're a mashup of the East Valley Rapist, Brady.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Here's your award.
I don't think I've never seen so many people that look like Brady around. I mean, because everybody's always saying, is this Brady at this car dealership? Yeah. It's like, he's not driving a Kia.
Put it past him. If it's wagon shaped.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Kia comes out with a decent wagon,
take
Brady will
take a look
will
at the lineup right now. Yeah, I mentioned that.
Kia might have one of those bad boys.
Stinger.
Yeah. There are a billion Brady.
Yeah.
He was God's cookie cutter. He was basically the, all right, 10 of these, and it's going to, that was when he was phoning it in every day. Like, make another one of these. How about that, though? And he's got kind of Brady's eyes and nose, and then Hetfield's chin, and John Daly's hair and body. It's weird. But at 22 years, the guy got away with it, and they caught him in Sierra Vista. He was a Border Patrol officer. But I don't know if you remember it, but I remember every day. I'm like,
a little bit, yeah.
That East Valley rapist thing happened again. And they got one in Bisbee, I think. It was all over. But he was mostly Mesa and Gilbert Chandler, and they were on edge. And could you blame him? What did he look like 20 years ago? He had to be even creepier.
I'll have to see if they got a picture of
him. Because that blonde hair is not built for a dude his age. Look at that. That's Brady in a John Daly costume. That is Brady in a John Daly costume. Get it off our screen. That's you. Do you see it?
I don't.
Do you?
Yeah, oh, it's come
horrifying.
On.
Go get Brady a blonde wig and tell me that's not him. You are the East Valley rapist. Look at that face. That's you. Put that back up on there. Look at it. Brady, cover the hair.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little. It looked like you guys ran into each other and changed faces. Here look at this,
Toledo. For the final.
The laugh says it all. It's disturbing. I saw it on the news last night.
Wow.
A little.
That hair is just glorious.
A little bit, I guess. I see pieces.
It is
you.
You
get Annie Dome to...
Can we dress up Annie? We don't need Annie for that. She's a professional. Amateur that can take 2 minutes put a blonde wig on Brady and say, look, East Valley Rapist John Daly.
She's going to be the right wig, but that's it.
But they didn't even flinch on the news yesterday when they said his name was John Daly and he's fat and he's got a big wad of white hair. And I'm like, well, somebody say it. We're all thinking, where's not the former golfer? At least let people know it looks just like him. And then Brady. You know what it looks like? The face you made when you tried to take your own pictures before you were good at selfies?
Yes. And you, where you're scrunching to look. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that was actually John Daly's brother.
Well, they wouldn't name him John Daly also.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Or his
John like Daly like, and our other John Daly.
John Daly and John Daly the second and third.
Yeah, we're no good at father.
This. Second and third, they're the same age.
Yeah, they look about the same.
Pretty, yeah, anyway, you're
never mind, as well.
And you're just trying to, now I know what you're doing.
What's that?
You're trying to get me off the trail of the fact that that's you, East Valley rapist. I'm no dummy.
Maybe it's they just named brothers after that. I don't know. Just change the subject.
I was floored. Because I've seen you make that struggle face before.
Oh, yeah. We all have.
What is this computer? Mine doesn't have an off button.
A lot of times reading, you'll make that face.
Yeah. Or making words.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Anyway, I've never done that before where Brandon Lee is on the news saying, the East Valley rapist has been caught, and in my house you hear, ah! That's Brady! You very rarely laugh hysterically.
Not the normal reaction to a horrible news story.
Oh, the horrible rape story never ever gets, look at that! It lost me completely, but I wasn't the only one. If you know Brady, you saw that and you went, whoa, I know that guy. But then the name John Daly is on it, too. It's like this strange.
People have aliases, John.
It's his real name. It's not an alias.
No, I mean Brady.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Let's see if I can find some earlier pictures.
They got him.
Of John Daly. That's right, Brady.
They got him.
No need to look further for that description.
Stop looking.
This case is closed. Anybody who fits the description of looking exactly like Brady.
Get that bum off the street.
They DNA tested and found that it was John Daly 3. And even the DNA was like, wow, this looks just like Brady's moisture farm. That's weird. We've got two matches for DNA.
Likes blue pineapple juice.
Because Brady's creator was like, I am bored and I don't care. G-gunk, g-gunk, just stamping out Brady's, like 300 of them. All right, good. I'll start creating again tomorrow. I wonder if God did that. He's like, he's a gay guy. He's like, I just don't feel creative today. Do the basics.
These are the easiest.
Yeah. These are the cute ones. G-gunk, g-gunk, g-gunk. A little bit plump. Sort of adorable. This one's got a little haywire in them, but that's all right.
Talk your ear off.
Or just, yeah, sit next to this on an airplane. Ha, 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 ha. And they call you the devil. Yeah, it's just his uncreative day was to stamp out 1,000 Bradys. It's Thursday. Got a lot on my mind. There's a lot of you
call
guys.
It uncreative.
I do.
Very creative.
Not to make carbon copies. It's easy. Creative is unique. I see people that I thought were you. I see you every day. I should have all the nooks and crannies that you figured out. I was at, CVS?
It's a popular body style.
What's Brady doing over here? I mean, it is incredibly popular. And the movements are almost all, I saw this guy walk, and if it wasn't for the jean shorts, I'd have said hi. Hey, Brady, what are you, okay, not Brady.
Hey, chum, I'll be your friend. My name's Brody.
I'm like, good God, they're all the same. Yeah, we had that, I don't know if you remember.
Be my own species.
Contest we had a few years ago called the BILF contest. Brady I'd like to.
Oh, funnel, okay, yeah.
And just a bunch of dudes that look just like Brady. And there was a guy here. Dan Bungartz, who won. And they stood next to each other. And people, like, stopped doing stuff just to look at it. Be a thing? Because they're just exactly the same shape. Height. Their little tiny arms stick out. Like the same. They can't put their arms to their side. So they both just stood there. And they're chatting with each other like.
How do you get into cars?
Well, I try to. Bungartz had some tattoos. That was about the difference. He was kind of a badass version of you. I think he drank a little bit. And I'm sure Bungartz had a heart attack or something.
I played golf last Saturday, and the guy I'm playing with shows up a little late, and he goes up to the range. He's like, he taps on the guy's shoulders. Hey, Brady. He goes, man, I got to tell you something. This guy was hitting balls, and I thought it was you. And I went up there and said, hey, I'm ready to go. And it wasn't. And I go over to the he points out the guy on the range. Twice the size of me. I started thinking, really, that's okay.
Well, don't be too upset by this, Brady, because as a bald man, it was also your creator's second most popular. We look exactly alike, all of us, too. So there's nothing you can do. And by that, I mean, we pretty much all look like The Rock. It's not so bad. But yeah, the John Daly 3, quite a laugh at my house yesterday when that was revealed. And then I went to bed and woke up to this. You know what's bad for me? You know what Cinco de Mayo means to me? And it's sad. Like, it's just, it's one of the sadder weekends of the year now.
That it was a short victory?
No,
a war?
I miss... Yeah, because that's what celebrates the fight over France or something. It's not even independence or anything. It's just they won a battle. This is the day... This makes me miss and think about all day long Floyd Mayweather. Because Floyd Mayweather had a tradition of beating up a Mexican every Cinco de Mayo in Las Vegas, and I used to go. He would taunt Mexican audiences with, you know, Madonna or, you know, one of the Chavez people, like, in that camp. And he didn't even care if it was Puerto Rican or Mexican. They'd all want to watch a Mexican beat up a black guy. It was an annual tradition.
Anybody that spoke Spanish, he's
If it was a Spanish fighter, Floyd fought him on Cinco de Mayo and Mexican Independence Day. Those were his weekends to fight because he knew I pick up. They're all Mexican in his group for the most part. I mean, you had Cotto and stuff like that. But for the most part, it was Floyd. Somebody named Chavez, somebody named, well, Cotto. When you had these guys, and Mexico would show up, the whole building, waving flags. So I'm having the time of their lives, and I would sit and think, you poor bastards have put all your heart and soul into this weekend coming to Vegas, and you're going to walk away disappointed because a black man is going to beat your hero because he never loses. And he would. And he'd knock him silly. And
then it was really comfortable leaving the arena.
Horrible. Awful race riot.
Unity.
Yeah, there were black people there, and they always knew this bet Floyd and the Mexican fighters. They always had hope. Everyone. And Cinco de Mayo was the weekend that he would beat someone. Now, this Cinco de Mayo, a Mexican is going to try to beat up Billy Joe Saunders, except for now they've said that that's canceled. So they can't agree on ring size. They get up to 3 days before, and now the ring's the wrong size, and Billy Joe's team's like, we're not fighting in that.
Isn't there a standard size ring? I'm not huge in
boxing.
There's
some that are bigger and some that are smaller, and fighters that want to dance want a little bit bigger ring,
right?
And fighters that want to brawl want a smaller ring. And Canelo wants to punch.
Well, who chooses the size of the ring?
Usually,
normally?
It's the guy. Canelo would be the one.
Okay,
he's ponying up. He's the star. He's okay. The attraction. So that's why Billy Joe's pulling it. We'll see if it happens or not. But I miss that. I miss going up there and the diversity of every lobby in Vegas. Was, you know, oh, this is a heavy Mexican motel this weekend. This is like, you know, the Bellagio is packed full. And they would cater to it, like Mexican everything.
Did Mayweather wear a sombrero?
Sombrero. Yes, he did. I believe that was to fight, it might have been Cotto. It might have also been Madonna.
I think
he fought Madonna twice.
Didn't they display that in the couple of them were in the MGM or what?
There was loads of taunting. And they invite all of Mexico up. And I found out from my hostess. She's like, we give, like, if Mexican people with an MGM card got a free room that weekend. Like, they would go, hey, come on up. Free room. You can come up and gamble. And then some, you know, the higher end ones got tickets. It was so Mexico heavy. And then it was the saddest I've ever seen people with those giant, you know, slushy drinks wrapped around their necks and their heads down, dressed in a Mexican flag. They had like mini sombreros and they were like serapes. They were all decked out in there and they would leave so sad while black people taunted them as we left the MGM garden. And I'm just standing there. And then at one time, the headbutt one with Ortiz. I don't know how this happened, but we were leaving. Ortiz headbutts Mayweather and turns into this big thing. And then Mayweather turns his lights out while he's not looking, which is a perfectly legal punch because they were in the ring together. He's talking to the referee, and Floyd just goes, lights out, and puts one on his jaw because the guy was complaining, and then the fight was over. As we're leaving, black people and Mexican people were arguing really bad through the hallway, and then one guy said, you guys always trying to take our stuff. And I'm like, wow, that's never happened in history. I don't know. Like, maybe in like the city, in the inner cities, like are you talking hubcaps? Because you're right. And then the one guy goes, first Obama, now this. And I'm like, what the hell? So we just started running. Like, we weren't even ashamed of it. I was the only white person in this group.
First Obama, there was no Mexicans running in that election.
And I don't know why black people thought Mexicans were trying to steal Obama from them. That guy was like, first Obama, now this. And I'm like, what? Has Obama been hurt? I don't know what's happened since the fight started. But first Obama, now this. And then we just ran. Like, just go. And Megan outran me in high heels up the strip, she was as afraid as anybody. I'm like, yeah, you probably should be. This is your target one. The bald white guy's just going to get pushed around. It was crazy. But I miss it. The annual I called it Mexican Sorrow Day because the Sunday after us, we traipsed through the airport and you just see all these people just sad as can be. The lobby just packed full of sad Mexicans. Usually it was around the 6th or 7th of May.
You've seen that with a lot of nationalities, though. Didn't you see the English and the...
Oh, the British were even sadder. They flew over for Ricky Hatton to get slaughtered. And they just moped around. But the
they're vocal, too.
I went to Hatton's couple fights where he won. And, oh, my goodness.
What a celebration.
That was awesome. And then the Tyson Fury was just, there's only one Tyson Fury. I'm like, that's the Ricky Hatton song. You guys don't have, it's like Brady's cardboard cutout body. It's like, this is pretty uncreative. There's only one Tyson Fury. And then he won, and that city went crazy. But, yeah, I miss it because the Mexicans, it means so much to them. So I'm sorry, Mexicans. But you'll get your chance this weekend if Canelo decides to fight. You'll finally get it. For about 13 years, 12 years, it was a sacrificial Mexican that would get slaughtered by Floyd Mayweather. And I was there for about 9 of them. It was pretty great. You want a ticket to go see a Mexican sadness parade? Yeah, I kind of do want to see that. And not that I like seeing sad Mexicans, but until you've seen that many sad people of one group, you don't realize how great it actually is. It's pretty amazing. And they're trying to gamble.
Adios mio.
It was the best. And then just black guys just peacocking around. How y'all doing? How's last night for you?
Oh, terrible.
I think that's what they said. I wasn't paying too much attention. But happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. It means a lot to a lot of different people. Mostly white women, because they like to go out and drink. It's basically Mexican St. Patty's Day.
It's a strong happy hour today.
I don't think Mexicans care that much about it. They just do it because it's fun to drink and have a party.
Yeah, the bars are going to be S-shows tonight.
And it's just, yeah, it's a great chance for you to pull a Wednesday girl drinker out of.
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas will be popping. And
Dos Gringos.
Toyo Madero or Toco Madero.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. You want to see a show, though. They're going to start getting ready on a Wednesday at like 3 o'clock to go to that Toco Madero.
You might be able to pull one out of a Taco Bell today. That's how.
You think that yeah, that's how, a white woman out of the Taco Bell? Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're probably right. That's how horned up the ladies get around Cinco de Mayo. Brady's right. I can't even have a burrito supreme without thinking about moisture farming. It's 6:11. You made me think of John Daly Bogan, moisture farming.
The third.
That's right. That means there's two others. Again, his dad and his grandfather are now like, oh, come on. We had enough trouble with the golfer being a jackass. Now you. Tough name to own. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
If the younger generation doesn't get into
rock,
then guess what? An art form has died.